I think everybody now knows what they're going to get from a Millwall team. I think our fan base knows, and I think the opposition know what they're going to get every time they step on the pitch. And fun enough, we weren't at our best today. Not with the ball anyway. Without the ball, our shape was really good, really organised. They really battled. There were some good warriors out there today. I just asked the boys before that good Millwall teams with the spirit and the determination and the desire, they come to places like this and win. I just said to the boys, that's your challenge. Just said to them there, I think we can be better. We can always do more. But I'm delighted with that, and I'm delighted with the week.
I mean, certainly in the face of adversity to a degree as well, you professed your faith in young Ben Thompson. George Saville, who's still a relatively young player, who's only just come into the squad. I thought they were outstanding in midfield for you, weren't they?
Yeah, I thought they were really good. What we're trying to achieve at the club this year, we're trying to, you know, I promised I'm going to give the young players an opportunity. We're going to strengthen, and yes, we need to bring players in at times. But we're bringing the right characters, and George has come in and done really well for us, made a big difference. But today, could I have gone and got a senior player from another club and give him an opportunity to play for us? Or do I play Ben and put my faith in Ben, a boy that I've worked with for 18 months now in the 21s, and let him keep progressing? So I'm pleased. They look good as a pair. They certainly battle when they get stuck in, and some of the tackles were outstanding. We can be better with the ball in there than today. But I thought from 1 to 11, I thought we was outstanding. I think the 1v1 defending by my fullbacks was really good. Joe got booked, and he kept going. He stuck at it, used his experience. And I thought Sean Cummins playing up against a very, very good young player, Shea Adams, second half was top draw.
And you've got a mercurial, if that's the word, front man in Aidan O'Brien, because he just seems to have that ability, even if he's facing the wrong way when he heads it, to find the back of the net.
Yes, he's infectious. Biggest compliment I can give him is that he never stands still. I think his teammates know what I mean. I think it's a trait that I tried to install in him because it's what I had as a player. The more you stand still, the easier you are to mark. So he's great. He's always on the move. He's got the knack in front of goal, definitely. Aidan's played better than that today and not scored goals. Today, his goal scoring done the talking. I thought the guys that led the line were fantastic. Again, they just make such a difference, Steve Morrison and Lee Gregory. And when you can move Lee Gregory, you know, all you have to need to make a change and you take Lee off, and you can move Aidan into a forward position and still bring on the quality of a Shane Ferguson or Fred Onyedinmo like we did during the week. It does half make a difference at this level.